I was wondering what originally inspired you two to write the XXXY files.
Well, actually, I had been, I had a workplace where one of my coworkers was genderqueer, and we had a lot of interesting banter between us, and some of the jokes from our discussions were put into the play, or into the story and then the play. What I really, what sort of pushed me to write this was that, just before I started to write this, or maybe in the middle of the time I was writing chapters of this, I think, several, cable channels on, put out, specials on, intersexuality, and, in watching them with Brian, we had we found out that we both qualify as intersex on some kind of a level. Me hormonally, and we're not quite sure Brian's situation because Brian's got a really unique situation.
why don't you explain the different types of intersex?
Well, there's three main things about intersex. You have you have hormones, chromosomes, and genitals, and basically everybody who's biologically male or female has a combination of hormones and such. But to be truly like labeled as intersex, or usually you have something in the realm of, things like, well, in Brian's case, Brian went through a second puberty.
Now, let's see, I was born with a penis, was raised as a typical boy, though I never felt like one. I've always felt not exactly a guy or a girl. And then at 21, I just started growing a pair of lovely size B boobs.
And then, in my case, I was born without a pituitary gland, so my issues stem from that, and I've also got something called partial androgen insensitivity syndrome, which is another category of intersex. There's about 12 or so, or maybe even more, categories that qualify under that umbrella term, which in itself is also put under the umbrella term of transgender, which is, it's a little different then, but it's got some similar issues.
Yeah, transgender also includes people who are genotypically and phenotypically born as males or females, and they feel that they're in the wrong body, basically, and get their sex completely reassigned to
or partially
the opposite.
Reassigned.
Yeah.
Or partially reassigned, yes,
yeah.
Of course, to the opposite.
Whereas Brian and I would be considered non-op because we're more genderqueer. We don't necessarily feel that we're male or female. We're somewhere in the, you know, the mix, something in between.
No one's cutting into me, dearie.
Nor I. We've had enough problems with that sort of thing.
Let's just explain the whole XXXY. I know there's something called a karyotype, which is a natural born female has a karyotype for their sex chromosomes, which determines whether or not you're male or female with XX, and a natural born male has XY. But there are some people who are born with less or more of those chromosomes. You have people who are XXY or XXYY, or another one is XXXY, and I assume that's where XXXY files comes from.
Yeah.
There
are all sorts of did you hear his little duh in there? That's pretty funny. Anyway,
yeah, a lot of people don't know anything about genetics or about this stuff.
Everybody seems to know XXXY from the popular media.
Yeah, but
I think it's why John decided to make fun of that, right?
Yeah, also because the whole thing was poking fun at sexual politics and some of the other things in there. That's why Scully, you see, is very radical certain things. She was my mouthpiece, kind of, for some of the issues that I felt needed to be addressed on some of it. It's done in a funny way, but it's also, you know, like to sort of point out some things that that get very messed up in this society. So, but as far as chromosomes go, you have something called mosaic, which is another kind of chromosome mutation that doesn't it happens every so often, and you know, a lot of these things.
Is where there's no Y. Is that the case?
Yeah, when you have a mosaic pattern and there's no Y, it's sometimes called XO.
Yeah, or X0, I understand.
That's if you just have
X0.
That's if you only have one X chromosome and you don't have a second X or a second Y.
Yeah.